This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there is an interesting piece that I don't think, I mean, it would take us all night to actually read it on the air from the New Hampshire Public Radio about the Free State Project, about also the sort of the wider migration of libertarians to New Hampshire. And I actually haven't even finished reading it yet because it is so lengthy. But I get a mention in it, and so does a lot of other people. So we might, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll read some excerpts. But there's no way we can do it in a whole hour. So if you want to check that out, go to nhpr.org. It's the front top page story right now. And I imagine a lot of people are going to be mad about this. But either way.
Mad why? I pulled it up and just like did a quick search because somebody said it makes us sound like white supremacists.
I don't think it does. I think it's...
You don't? Did you get to the Carla part?
I mean, I'm more than halfway through it, so I'm pretty sure I've gotten to a couple of Carla parts. You're referring to Carla Garrick, who is an immigrant here from South Africa.
Yeah.
She's a former president of the Free State Project. And, you know, they do address the fact that Chris Cantwell was kicked out of the Free State Project in this. So, but, of course, he was kicked out long before he was a racist. Like, he came out as a racist later on.
Sure, sure.
So, but anyway, we can talk about that more, too, if you want. Toll-free number tonight to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Daryl, I know you had a story you wanted to talk about with a deadly drop-down menu, and this sounds ridiculous. So what's going on?
Yeah, so this is actually something that one of our Thursday night co-hosts, Chris Reitman, had put in the show prep folder for yesterday that we never got to. And it just struck me as very odd. Headline from Ars Technica, a crummy drop-down menu appeared to kill dozens of mothers in Texas.
I've never seen anyone killed by a drop-down menu, so let's hear more about this.
In the U.S., the rate of women dying from pregnancy and childbirth is higher than in any other developed country. Much higher. And we're bucking the global trend of improving the situation. While the rest of the world largely saw its maternal mortality rates drop by more than a third between 2000 and 2015, the U.S. was one of the few countries that seemed to experience increases in the rate of women dying from pregnancy-related causes.
Huh.
The state of maternal health in the U.S. is so grim that researchers can't even qualify the data on the deaths. In fact, the country has not published an official maternity mortality rate since 2007 due to the lack of accurate data from individual states. In 2016, a group of researchers did not mince words about the situation, saying, quote, "It's an international embarrassment that the United States, since 2007, has not been able to provide a national maternal mortality rate to international data repositories that from researchers in a study published in the Journal Obstetrics and Gynecology. Now, a new study in the same journal goes further to highlight just how bad the state of maternal health data is in the United States. The study links a dramatic rise in maternal deaths in Texas to errors from a poorly designed drop-down menu in the state's electronic death record system. While the discovery drags down the state's stratastrophic maternal... I'm not sure if they mean catastrophic or stratospheric, as in, you know, that part of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The stratospheric maternal mortality rate, the corrected numbers are still extremely high for a developed country. Moreover, having to make these types of corrections squanders precious resources, according to experts. In an accompanying editorial, maternal health experts wrote that the Maternal Mortality Review Committee, responsible for the discovery, and others like it, are spending too much time simply identifying cases and eliminating false positives. Instead, those groups need to get back to doing the job they were designed to investigate and prevent maternal deaths. So, the headline
the
here...
Then you kill somebody? I'm still not sure.
No, no, no.
That.
So, the headline is written very, very interestingly to where it says it appeared to kill dozens of mothers, meaning that the poorly designed drop-down menu led to a bunch of false positives. So, people listing as having died from maternity issues when that is not the actual cause of death.
By the drop-down menu.
So the drop-down menu, you're supposed to select the cause of death.
Yeah.
And because it's flawed in some way, people were being listed as having died from maternal issues when that was not the actual cause of death.
I see. So the drop-down menu didn't actually kill somebody.
Right. It appeared to, so it caused the numbers to look higher than what they actually were.
Who wrote this?
Ars Technica.
Ars Technica.
Beth Mole is the actual...
Right. Well, she may not have written the headline.
Right. Well, she's the author of the thing. And she does even say somewhere in here where it seemed to fill in the blank. So, again, it's one of these false positives, and they even mention the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology having to weed through and figure out, oh, wait, no, a bunch of these weren't actually maternal or maternity-related deaths. But it's still interesting that the numbers, one, in the U.S., have not been released nationally since 2007. That's over a decade.
This is of maternal deaths that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And secondly, that in the United States, of developed countries, that we have the highest
that's crazy
maternity-related death rate.
That is a surprise, for sure.
Yeah.
And that the death rate has increased rather than gone down compared to other countries.
The article here continues, a new study on the Texas data is a direct response to the 2016 study, which was led by Marianne McDorman of the Maryland Population Research Center at the University of Maryland. In it, McDorman and colleagues tried to amass the ragtag data from individual states to come up with a countrywide estimate of maternal mortality rates. They determined that between 2000 and 2014, the country's maternal mortality rate, that is the death per 100,000 live births, went from roughly 18.1 to 23.8, which is an increase of 26.6%.
Yeah. And in what time frame did that happen?
Over 14 years, from the year 2000 to 2014.
That's something's wrong there. I mean,
they say, for comparison, that would put the U.S. second to last out of 31 countries that reported maternal mortality rates to the Organization for Economic Cooperation.
Just another reason not to have kids, as far as I'm concerned.
We would be above only Mexico, while Italy reported a rate of 1.2, Spain a rate of 2.1, and Japan 3.3. The UK reported 6.7.
Wow, and that's per 100,000.
Per 100,000 live births.
Yeah.
So 6.7 deaths in the UK among mothers per 100,000 live births.
Right.
And again, the number in the U.S.
over 20.
23.8.
Wow.
And they say those numbers are a bit low compared with other estimates, which can differ depending on methodology and time frame for death after pregnancy, anywhere from 42 days to 18 months.
Huh.
For instance, a study published in The Lancet later in 2016 came up with higher estimates overall, but the U.S. still fared terribly. In that study, the U.S. maternal mortality rate for 2015 was 26.4.
So what's going on? I mean, why is the United States so far behind other developed nations in maternal mortality?
So skipping down here after they give some other numbers, it says part of the reason the U.S. estimate calculated by McDormand and colleagues in 2016 may have been a bit different was that the researchers excluded data from California. Also, this is just talking about the difference of the two sets of numbers, why one showed 26, the other showed 23.
I see.
Let me see if I can scroll through.
Yeah, just ask. I'm not asking you for the answer. I'm just kind of asking in general, like, why?
Right, and
why?
It's a fairly lengthy article, so let me skip down a little bit.
As a supposedly advanced nation or whatever with some decent level of healthcare services, why is such a stark difference between, I mean, you're talking about the difference between 3-6 versus 23. That's a factor of, you know,
that's
four
huge.
Or five times.
Right.
There's more coming up here. You can, of course, share your thoughts as well. Why the discrepancy? 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in here. free, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there on the website. They are all completely free. I do want to let you know about Liberty Stickers. Great way to educate people, to reach out to folks about the ideas of freedom right from the back of your vehicle. LibertyStickers.com has a huge selection of bumper stickers. And, of course, you know people love to read them. You can check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, we're going to actually go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we're going to Skype, where we've got Neil on the line. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Neil, on Skype, going once. Neil on Skype, going twice. Maybe he's having some difficulty there. Always good idea to check your, and I should have checked him first. It's my kind of half my bad there. If you call the Skype Echo Test Service, then you'll be able to check your quality of your call before you call us to make sure your microphone's working and things like that. But it could be us. Who knows where the problem is. So, Daryl, you're sharing with us a story about the mortality rate of mothers in the world and
yes.
the United States, comparing it to other developed Western countries.
Right.
Which turns out it's actually not doing so hot compared to
right.
other
it's
places.
Ridiculously high in the United States.
23 deaths per 100,000 as far as births are concerned.
Correct.
Right? Meaning the mother dies during or shortly after.
Correct. And some researchers have looked into some of this, and there was a committee in Texas, the Texas Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Task Force, that set out to try to understand the extremely high maternal death rate in just 2012, at which point the rate had doubled from 2010. In the state of Texas, during 2012, there were officially 147 maternal deaths in Texas based on medical codes on death records that indicated maternal death while pregnant or within 42 days postpartum, meaning within 42 days of delivery or the woman was pregnant at time of death.
Okay.
They then found that only 47 of the 147 deaths were clearly linked to pregnancy. Of the other 100, 74 had no evidence of pregnancy in their medical records.
But they were counted?
Yes.
Okay.
15 had insufficient medical records to make a call, and 11 deaths occurred outside the 42-day window. So, sometime after 42 days after giving birth. So, for the purpose of this study, it did not count as a maternal or a maternity-related death.
So are you saying there shouldn't be as many deaths as there were reported?
Yes.
But isn't it possible they're also over-representing the other deaths in the other countries, or is they only over-represented them in the United States?
So you're asking about, so in Italy, where the number was like one or
yeah.
two per 100,000, you're asking if that was underrepresented or...
Was that over? You're saying the U.S. deaths are overrepresented.
Correct.
Right? So that the number should actually be smaller, meaning that 23 should not be 23, it should be lower than 23 per 100,000.
Correct. Because, again, in just 2012 in Texas, mm-hmm. of 147 deaths that were categorized as maternal deaths...
Yeah.
Only 47 were clearly linked to the pregnancy.
Yeah.
74 of those deaths had zero evidence of pregnancy in the medical record.
But my question is, isn't it the same people who are running the numbers for the other countries?
No.
No.
The other countries are tabulating the numbers at their national level.
I
the
see.
United States federal government has not tabulated a number since 2007.
Okay.
These researchers are parsing the numbers themselves, going state to state, pulling data.
So you're saying the researchers screwed this up?
No.
No.
The people and the state of Texas.
The state of Texas people pulled
screwed
this up.
They screwed this up. And
I see.
Here's a possible reason, and this is where the drop-down menu comes in. They say that the label for pregnant at time of death, again, 74 of the 147 had zero evidence of pregnancy in their medical records. 56 of those people were listed as pregnant at time of death on the death record.
Yeah.
That label is directly below not pregnant in the past year in the drop-down menu in the death registration system.
So somebody made a mistake and or the menu wasn't working correctly or something.
Right. This is where the drop-down menu appearing to kill women comes into play. So people have been mislabeled.
So what's the actual number, then, of people, you know, mothers dying after pregnancy or during birth, you know, childbirth in the U.S.? If it's not 23 per 100,000, you know, what is it?
Right.
I don't know if they give that to you. But
right, and that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Now, again, they're only looking at the numbers specifically in Texas because the state of Texas created a task force to investigate this.
I got to bring Neil back here. I think I screwed up and put the wrong computer on the air. Neil, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, that was my bad, Neil. You're all good, man. Go ahead. I apologize.
Okay, no problem, guys. I wanted to know if you guys have been paying any attention to the news in the last 20 minutes. The United States is currently bombing Syria.
Oh, no.
That's been happening for the last several years.
Well, it just started again. It's the president was just on the air, and
maybe more significant bombing?
It just hit the fan within the last 20 minutes. It's all over the news.
Yep. Yeah.
So why are they bombing Syria?
Because the claim is that Assad gassed his own people, even though the International Red Crescent, which is the Muslim version of Red Cross, has found absolutely no evidence of a chemical weapons attack.
Yeah, and also I was talking with another program director today at a radio, one of our affiliates, WDNG, and he pointed out that you know, this guy has no incentive whatsoever to attack his own people. There's just no reason for it. He's like a medical doctor, apparently.
Right. Yeah, but remember they made the claim a few years ago that he gassed his own people and Obama wanted to wind up sending in more bombs.
Right, so Obama and Trump are the same excuse to bomb him because they have the U.S.
There's
has an incentive to do so.
Right, yeah, because the U.S.
Not surprising.
You know, there are certain people within the U.S. government that want to use Syria as a proxy war with Russia.
Your thoughts, Neil? Go ahead.
Kind of scares the hell out of me, but I kind of thought that this was like breaking stuff, and you guys might want to touch on it a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it to our attention. You know, we're not the best breaking news source here because we tend to get into the issues and we get into them, you know, pretty deep here. But yeah, according to CNBC right now, Trump has ordered targeted strikes in Syria to retaliate for suspected chemical weapons attack. Trump has announced tonight that he ordered precision missile strikes, because that's how the military always does it, right? It's not like they bomb innocent hospitals or wedding parties or anything like that.
Only a million deaths last year, or only a million deaths, no, I'm sorry, a million deaths, over a million deaths for, like, Iraq and
the Iraq body count.
Yeah, in the War on Terror.
There you go. Neil, thanks for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for calling back there.
Yeah, and I'm fairly certain that antiwar.com is going to have real information on this, not the fake information you would get from the lamestream media.
That's a good point. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Didn't Trump say he was going to be a peace president or something?
Any time, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And also Discord. You can join the Discord on-air call-in line room by hopping on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Plus, want to let you know about ForkFest. It's coming up, and it's going to be here before you. Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. I mean, we're talking about 2 months away at this point.
Yeah.
Eight or nine weeks, and it's going to be time for the very second ever ForkFest. What does ForkFest mean to you, Chris?
Party, party, party.
Well, I don't know how much partying there will be, but, Daryl, you are going to be throwing a party there, so we know there will be at least one of those.
And there will also be some athletic events.
Correct. On the same day?
Probably.
And there's also going to be a marriage. Former co-host here, Jay Noon's getting married. It's a decentralized event. There's nobody who's in charge of ForkFest. So, you know, if you want to call it something different, you can call it something different. I mean, there's nobody who really can tell you what to do with the exception of the campground themselves. So if there's a set of rules, it's the rules from the campground. But otherwise, do what you want. There's nobody who's running this thing. There's no ticket price. There's no one from whom you could buy a ticket. And if somebody tries to sell you a ticket, look out, because you're probably being scammed. So, but, you know, that's not to say that you couldn't have an event on your campsite and charge tickets to get into that event.
Right. So these sporting events, there's an entry fee because there will be prizes, because it's a fundraiser.
I see. For your run?
for the Innocence Project.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's a great project.
So there might be individual things where, you know, you want to participate in a thing. You might have to pay to participate in that thing, depending on who's running it and, you know, whatever their rules are. But ultimately, the event itself is a fork off of a different event, which is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we broadcast from for many years here on Free Talk Live, which was a once very great and still, I think, is probably a pretty good festival to attend. I haven't been to the last couple of them, but...
You know how I describe Porkfest at this point? Great.
You've
people.
Been.
Yeah, great people, but the event itself has kind of been on a downward spiral.
And nothing can stay on top forever. I mean,
no,
so
that's true. But I think Porkfest is trying to revive the spirit of Porkfest.
I think so, because back in the day, Porkfest was much less organized. It was much more just kind of show up at a campground and enjoy the company of other libertarians.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen during Forkfest.
It's back to the roots of hanging out with people, having fun, you know, and just, you know, checking out New Hampshire if you haven't been. I think it's probably one of the big reasons to come.
Yeah, great excuse to come up here and check
it
out.
If you think you might be a libertarian, if you think maybe there's a chance you want to move to New Hampshire.
You might end up more libertarian after a week at Forkfest.
Yeah, it's I mean, there's no point to moving here if you haven't come.
There's already talk by a couple of different people about doing some vending of food,
yes.
Which would be different from last year. So last year was the first year we ever had one of these Forkfest events. It was called Somalia Fest or Shire Fest, depending on what you want to refer to it as. But it was basically year one of Forkfest, which was 2017. But nobody was there, to my knowledge, selling food during all of Forkfest. There were a few vendors that showed up early, and they were there for Porkfest, which is, you know, again, happens immediately after Forkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So they were there partially, but mostly right. No, there wasn't anybody there that was there for the whole time of Forkfest. And Forkfest is 5 days. It's June 14th through the 18th. And again, the Porcupine Freedom Festival starts the next day, so June 19th. So those that want to stay on for that, you got to get a ticket for that one, and, you know, there's some hoops you probably got to jump through in order to get on that. In this case, all you got to do is get your campsite or your RV site or a hotel room.
And that's
from
one of also the benefits of Forkfest over Porkfest. You don't actually have to pay to vend.
That's true as well. Yeah, good point. Because, if you want to go and be a vendor at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you've got to pay extra. So in addition to having the RV site where you set up your tent or your whatever you're setting up to vend, you then also have to pay to the Free State Project or whoever the organizers are to actually have the privilege of vending.
Unfortunately, it's not cheap. It's getting more expensive each year to attend that event. So...
And I've heard some of the vendors griping about the increasing costs.
Yeah,
and making them less
likely. It's a huge gripe amongst vendors. A lot of vendors can't make a profit. It's just not profitable when they keep raising the rates. And they
especially if the turnout's down as well, which it would be bad enough for the rates to get raised and have a stagnant number of people. But from what I understand over the last couple of years, the numbers have dropped a bit.
Oh, yeah.
The Porcupine.
Yeah,
although this year is supposedly going back up. So.
Right. That's what I had heard is this year the at least the pre-sale tickets were higher than they were last year.
That's a good
which
indicator.
Is generally a good sign.
Because usually people wait till the last minute.
Right.
Well, I hope it does go back up.
Me too. I don't wish it any harm. I really don't, even though they, you know, didn't want me there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I want to support it, just because.
And you have. You
and I have. Even though I'm not necessarily a fan of certain actions that have been taken.
Because well, that's
I support
why I supported
the movement,
it.
You know?
That's why I supported it when
good,
we were
it
there.
It is a good event otherwise.
We never charged
some of the
them.
Actions.
We never charged them to broadcast at their event. All we got was a trade of, you know, a couple of hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know, organizations change, and hopefully they change, you know, for the better. You know, you get different people in there as time moves on, and what was a good organization might become a better organization in the future.
I love the organizers of Porkfest this year. Roger Paxton and his wife are putting it together. And Roger, of course, was on Free Talk Live when we were at Forkfest last year. He was on, I think, every single day with us.
Yeah. I think there were a couple of days to where it was you
and
him.
Roger. Yeah. Me and
Roger. I went around trying to find people.
And so it was a lot of fun. And, you know, again, I don't have any, you know, any grudge to hold against the Free State Project.
And Roger will be at Forkfest.
I think
he made that announcement on one of his podcasts recently.
It's funny because I think other people have more of a grudge against the organizers than you.
Yeah, they do.
Which is kind of funny, considering you were one of the people who were targeted. So
yeah, I was talking with Rich Paul about this today, and I just think it's the lamest excuse in the world. When people come up with excuses not to move to New Hampshire, it's fine. Whatever, man. Whatever your reason for not moving, just stay where you are, do your thing, live your life. That's cool, man. Everybody's got their own journey they're on. But if somebody's saying, well, the reason I'm not moving to New Hampshire is because of what the Free State Project did to Ian Freeman, talk about a lame-o excuse. To say that you won't go somewhere because of what five people did out of a group of 2,000 plus people.
I know.
Ridiculous.
And you know what's more ridiculous about this is that there's a lot of different groups within New Hampshire.
Right.
So the idea that, like, you're going to let one group
ruin it for
ruin
you.
Ruin it is just ridiculous.
You're just looking for an excuse at that point.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. You know, if you just want to say, I don't want to go because I don't want to, okay, fine.
There are so many.
That's a better excuse than, I don't like what that one person did.
There are. One of the things people don't understand about the whole movement is it's very decentralized. If you actually come here, you will need to go around and literally talk to different groups that are here, because they're not FSP run groups. There's only two events here in New Hampshire that are run by the FSP, the Free State Project.
Right.
That's Liberty Forum and Pork Fest.
That's all they do. Yeah.
All the other events, all the other groups that, you know, meet up, they have no association
with
like
the FSP. Local cryptocurrency group here
in
Keene.
Exactly. We have I think five different groups or events just in Keene alone, and this is a small town.
Right.
So you got to come, you got to visit the different towns, see where you fit in.
And this is a perfect opportunity. ForkFest, yeah. Great opportunity for that. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about it there. And by the way, kudos to New Hampshire Public Radio for mentioning ForkFest in their article.
Ooh, they did?
They misspelled it, but they linked to a site that got the link correct.
Okay.
So it's, you know, again, it's the media. You take what you can get. And I think generally this article, which is very, very long, and there's probably no way we can actually read this, even if we started at the beginning of a show, would be my guess. We'd have to spend all 3 hours on this because we'd, you know, constantly be stopping to talk about it. But you don't like this article, Chris.
I'm not a fan.
And you think it's because it tries to paint Free Staters as white supremacists?
I think that's probably a good summary of it. It talks about how, like, we all have different views, but then it sort of paints us as being white supremacists.
I don't necessarily agree, but you've got an excerpt that you want to share.
Yeah, I'll read this when we get back.
Yeah, we'll continue that here in a moment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Once again, check out ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar, June 14th through the 18th. Start planning to get up here now and hang out with some liberty-loving people in the woods. We're going to be there. The host of Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the campground, which was a lot of fun last year, and it should be a good time this year. ForkFest.party. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you get on the phone with us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Please join the AMP program if you like what we do here. If you want to support Free Talk Live and help us get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, we sure do appreciate it. And you can do that over, once again, at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. It's $5 a month for you, which is, you know, the price of a hamburger or something like that, a couple cups of coffee. If you can skip a cup of coffee, then you can help Free Talk Live every single month, and it makes a difference for us because it makes it more possible for us to market Free Talk Live successfully to talk radio stations around the country. Daryl and I do that during the week. We call talk radio stations. We talk to program directors. We introduce them to the show. And as a result of doing that work, we've gotten over 180 radio stations on board.
Wow.
The guys over at Genesis Communications Network have helped out as well, and they've been doing even better recently.
Right. Those are the ones that are currently airing the show. If
Correct.
We counted the way a lot of other shows in the business count,
yep.
We've been added to well over 300 radio stations.
Yes, you're right about that. I was looking at the former list.
Yeah,
it's
the
over
former,
150.
Yeah.
And that's actually not even the full former list. That's
right.
Without a few years there. That
right,
I
so we've probably been added to well over 400 stations.
There's a good chance of that, yeah, at this point. But yeah, so go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. You'll get perks, access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also the AMP-only chat rooms on the Discord as well. Plus, you get a special Free Talk Live Amper badge on our forum if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. So you can do it for $5 a month. Use PayPal, use credit card, or Bitcoin Core. It's up to you how you sign up. You get those perks any way you do, though. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to help us out and get those cool perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got somebody on the Discord on-air call-in line room. He's Otis in New York. Otis, you're on the air.
Hey, how we doing tonight, everybody?
Hey.
I just wanted to call in. Let me just say congratulations on the 400. That's pretty impressive because people listen to the radios when they're driving all the time, and you can't count how many people are driving up and down.
So. Well, remember, 400 includes all of them that have like changed formats and canceled
right.
us over the years. So we have 180, which still isn't too shabby.
Right.
Yeah, they're totally confused that they canceled you guys because you guys are spreading the truth out here.
Oh.
I just wanted to talk to you guys about Mark. You know, he was in front of Congress the other day.
Mark Edge?
Totally.
Zuckerberg. Right. We've got a host on this show named Mark I think that's who...
Yeah. Is Mark the guy that's always getting flipped out? He's always angry.
Really angry, yeah. Red
he
face.
Gets angry.
Bulging veins on his forehead. And you know,
He's got way more emotions than Mark Zuckerberg, let me tell you that.
Okay, right.
Because Mark Zuckerberg is an android.
He's pretty much a bot. That guy was out of his mind. You know, all the senators asking him about Facebook. It was a total disgrace. They're out there like, hey, you know, how do I get my Farmville working, Mark? Are people taking my freaking farm crops away? Are they looking at my pictures of my Facebook? It was really out of control.
You actually watched this thing?
Oh, I watched the highlights of it. The guy's he's out there showing up, no emotion. I'd be freaking cracking up because these Congress people have no idea what the frick the internet is. It was just out of control.
Wow.
I hear they were really harsh and on him and really sounded pretty stupid.
I mean, their tones were harsh, but they didn't know what the frick they were talking about.
Sure,
their questions didn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, and somebody pointed out the irony of these people questioning this guy about privacy when, you know, the government, NSA, you know, spying all over the place on the American people. So,
remember when the NSA tried to buy Skype or whatever and turn it into a basically record all...
They pretty much have a backdoor.
Yeah,
they don't have to buy
My God.
Well, no, they tried to buy it through another company.
For a corporation.
And then it didn't work or something, so they ended up having Microsoft buy it or something in order to centralize it or something.
And Microsoft will do their bidding.
Yeah.
So. Exactly. Otis, any other observations you want to share? Go ahead.
I mean, I completely agree with you guys. I mean, Facebook's got, you know, a couple pictures, but the NSA's got your dick pics.
On the... that stream.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm not because the button's not working. So, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call, Otis. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Just talking about all those pictures of Cheney and Nixon that you have.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for the clarification there. So that's exactly what I've got. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line with us here. Actually, he's calling from New Hampshire. He is Bad Slave. Go ahead there.
Hi.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Good. Thank you.
Yes.
Listen, I guess we don't have a lot of time, but Trump just started a war in Syria.
Yeah, we had a call about that earlier. Thanks for the heads
okay.
up. What are your thoughts on it?
This is all idiocy. It's all nothing but destruction. And I mean, I thought that there was still a question as to whether there was even a chemical attack at all.
Is definitely a question.
The Red Crescent says that there's no evidence that such a thing happened. And as I pointed out earlier, when somebody said that Trump started a war in Syria, the U.S. military has been bombing Syria for several years. He just ramped up the pace of the bombings.
Well, and also, don't forget, I mean, there certainly wouldn't be the first time the government has trotted out false information to justify going to war.
It's not the first time they've trotted out Assad used chemical weapons in Syria bombing
it
Syria
didn't
even
matter
more.
That it was proven false.
Well, I mean, they're just insisting.
They justified the war in Iraq.
Right.
They, made claims about Afghanistan and, I mean...
About the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam.
All the way to Vietnam,
USS Maine.
And it wasn't even significant.
What about the U.S. getting into World War One? I mean, this is... The amount of destruction the U.S. imperialism has engaged in over the last century and a half is disgusting, including Lincoln, too. I mean, cripe. It's just, and it doesn't take a lot of study to hash this stuff out. It's pretty well recorded history now. The stuff that they put in the history books is fluff. I don't know.
Information's there for anybody that wants to go and look at it. But obviously, people like Donald Trump You know, they've got an agenda. They've got to support the military-industrial complex and the people who supported their campaigns. With
well,
then
now you
got
to use them.
Yeah, Donald Trump, who in August of 2013 tweeted, quote, "The president must get congressional approval before attacking Syria. Big mistake if he does not."
So he's doing exactly what he said not to do. Right?
Almost everything that he griped about Obama doing, he has done.
Yeah.
Obama takes too many vacations.
And we'll make it worse.
Let me go back to Del Mar-a-Lago or whatever it's called.
Hey, Bad Slave, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. As we continue here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know, I think we're going to get our cable access channel 27 back because of our new mayor. If they're going to make it into a proposition, I know that councilors are going to pass it, and our mayor is going to go for it because he's a Democrat.
They took our cable access channel, right? Yeah, because Sarah had called in earlier, not tonight, but you know, on a previous date, and complained that somebody had taken down the cable access channel. What was it, the former mayor? Who was responsible for it?
Right. I think the former mayor, and I think he could have gotten sued because it was unconstitutional. You're supposed to have a local access channel.
It's not unconstitutional, but it is.
There is a law, yeah.
There's a lawsuit that could have very well been filed, so I think you're right about that. The idea basically being that as long as the government is going to mandate their is some kind of a monopoly cable service or whatever, essentially, that there should be some kind of free speech platform there. And, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what the excuse is, but that
you're close enough.
Yeah.
I pushed the buses, the bus stop, the pedestrian safety issue. That's what it's about.
Why are you pushing buses? Don't their engines work so they can actually drive?
Not in North Korea, though. They don't work real well there.
But she's not in North Korea. She's in Albuquerque.
She should be in North Korea, though. Sarah, why don't you move to North Korea? I've heard it's a real workers' paradise.
They have public access.
They've embezzled money here.
But right
they
now, there are starving people in North Korea. Why don't you care about that?
Well, because we got starving people in New Mexico and Albuquerque.
Don't.
North Korea is the Democratic People's Republic.
All of the
people.
There is nobody starving in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't buy it. There's all kinds of food banks and programs like that. All right, well, thanks for the call tonight. We'll have to talk to you about it another night because we're out of time. But in the meantime, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And maybe we'll talk about the Free State Project story when you're here next week.
Or free speech in North Korea. It's in their constitution.
If you actually do want to help out North Korean people, then go to Liberty in North Korea. It's a great group. All right. We're coming up tomorrow. See ya.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.